Christ is in our midst.
Jesus is in our shouting.
Have you heard of the Andrena androferia? Andrena androferia. I've never heard of it, hadn't heard of it. But it is a species of bee. And this species of bee was just discovered. Mankind had no knowledge of this species of bee, hadn't discovered it, but obviously had been there for quite a while. And having made that discovery, they named it Andrena androferia. There are lots of new species that are being discovered all the time. We're discovering all sorts of things in the earth. In 2013, over 1,000 new species were discovered. Incredible discoveries that we are making about the earth and about our world, about the things that we have obviously seen and been aware of, many of us for a long time, and yet these things are new. These things are newly discovered. What I'd like for us to do this morning is to awaken ourselves to probably not a new discovery, but a discovery that makes a difference in the way that we live our lives as we journey through this period of fasting towards a time where we celebrate the coming of Christ in the flesh, and the difference that that made for us. We need to be reminded, I believe, again, of something that Paul mentions in the epistle reading this morning, where he says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered himself up for me. Something happened to Paul when he embraced the Lord and he submitted himself to Jesus Christ. Something transformative. God himself came to indwell Paul. And as that occurred, for the first time, a new species was born. A new creature was born. Something that had not occurred in the earth before that. And that is true also for each one of us who has come to God and humbled ourselves and embraced Him, received the gift of the Holy Spirit upon our lives, and the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us, and we become temples of the Holy Spirit. We become new creatures. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man or any person is in Christ, they are a new creature. The old things passed away, behold, new things have come. Do we understand that we have become new creatures, in a sense, a new species upon the earth, a creation of God that has transformed us and is transforming us, the scripture says, from one degree of glory to another. And so it is that God is working within us in a powerful way. Jesus, as he was preparing to leave the earth, spoke with the disciples and told them to go to Jerusalem and to wait and to tarry there, and they would receive the Holy Spirit. And he says, when you go to Jerusalem, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, even to the remotest part of the earth. Jesus told them, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, there will be a powerful transformation, and you will be endued with power. And so they went to Jerusalem, and we know what happened on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came, mighty rushing wind, tongues of fire came down, and the disciples were transformed. And they went out from there, and they began to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, even to the remotest part of the earth. They were so transformed that when they appeared before the Pharisees and the Jewish leaders, they marveled at them. And they said, aren't these the fishermen that we saw following this Jesus person? They weren't learned. They were not knowledgeable. All of a sudden, something has occurred. Something has happened to them. And they've been transformed. They have received power from on high. Do you know that we have received power? Through the ages, the church has witnessed the power of God through the saints, through the godly ones. Today we're commemorating Gregory the Wonder Worker and the life of Gregory the Wonder Worker. He was a mighty witness to the Lord. He went to Caesarea, and when he went to Caesarea, there were 17 Christians in the whole city. And when he passed to be with the Lord, there were only 17 people who weren't Christians in Caesarea. He manifested the power of God. The power of God transformed him. Excuse me. And the Holy Spirit worked through him. And the Holy Spirit is within us in a powerful way. Not only has it transformed our person, our character, our nature, but it has transformed our citizenship. I thank God that I'm a citizen of the United States, and I suppose all of us, if we thought about it, would be thankful to the Lord that we are citizens of the United States. But that's not our primary citizenship. Paul wrote to the Philippians, and he said, your citizenship, Philippians, is in heaven. You are citizens of heaven. And as we sit here this morning, our citizenship in a spiritual sense is not in the United States. You might say we have dual citizenship, because we are citizens of the United States, but we are also citizens of heaven, where Christ is seated. And we can experience and do experience the manifestation of heavenly things even now. As we come, for instance, to the Eucharist today, we come to the supernatural transformative body and blood of Christ that transforms our very molecules and cells in our body so that we are changed by this. We experience the presence of God in intimate ways. It's a foretaste of heaven. I kind of like to go to Costco once in a while. We don't live in town, and so going to Costco is kind of a treat. If you go to Costco and you walk around there, at least the times I've been there, you not only can walk around and see all the things that are for sale, but they want to give you something. They want to give you samples of things. As you walk around, they'll give you a sample of a sausage or a sample of a cracker or a sample of juice. It's not the whole thing. It's a sample. It's a foretaste. And that's what we are experiencing now as we worship and as we go through and acknowledge the sacramental power of God. It's a foretaste of heaven, a foretaste of things to come, because our citizenship is in heaven. And we are also part of a special and wondrous people, all who have been transformed in this way, that have been made new creatures. Peter says in his epistle, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that he who has called you out of darkness to proclaim his marvelous light." We are a part of the people of God, the glorious and wondrous people that we see around ourselves today, a people being transformed from one degree of glory to the next. And this is part of what is happening during this fasting season. We are submitting ourselves to the transforming power of God who dwells in us. That God himself dwells in us. There are things that we look around ourselves and realize we, in our own ability, we can't do them. But do not despair, because the power of God abides in us. And if we ask him, God will empower us to be able to do those things that he desires us to do and he has commanded us to do. But there is something that can hinder this. There's something that can put the brakes on this. It's that something called sin. Sin blocks the power of God. It grieves the Holy Spirit. It puts a damper on the knowledge and the wisdom of God within us when we harbor sin. It shuts off the power of God. And so during this period of fasting, we are advised, and the services of the church speak of this over and over, about recognizing our need for forgiveness, recognizing our need to be cleansed, to take upon ourselves the forgiveness of God for the shortcomings that we all so easily have. Hebrews says that we are to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, but is seated at the right hand of God. May we examine ourselves, and may we purge from ourselves anything we know that is not pleasing to God, and invite him through his indwelling Holy Spirit to work through us in the ways that we desire and that he desires. May it be so. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens.